You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
It's been a lively 2 hours so far. We'll finish it up strong with a good hour and a half, a great hour and a half. Well, the Knicks have an opponent. The Rangers have an opponent. Knicks are playing the Sixers after the Sixers beat the Heat. And the Heat now are without Jimmy Butler, who's going to be out for a couple of weeks. And he might have all offseason to recover, because if the Bulls beat the Heat tomorrow, well, they're out. The Heat are out, and the Bulls will then face the Boston Celtics. But we're more concerned about the matchup between the Knicks and the 76ers. The Knicks beat them 3 out of 4 times during the regular season. Now, after the game, Nick Nurse, the coach of the Sixers, was asked about his thoughts on the Knicks.
I think they're for real. I think they're really good. I think they're fast. I think they can shoot. I think they hit the glass. I think they guard you. I think they've earned that seed. They've played really well and beaten a lot of good teams. So we'll have our work to do here in the next couple of days to get ready for them.
Let's hear from Tyrese Maxey. What do you make of the Knicks?
Right, they're tough, you know, and like you said, they start with at the head of the snake at Jalen Brunson. We got to find ways to slow him down, but thankfully we got a few people that we can kind of throw at him. You know, we got Joel down there protecting us, but they're an extremely grimy team. Like they play hard, they're physical, they're tough, and that's their identity. So for us to go in there and try to get W's and try to win this series, we have to match that, and not just match it, but we have to, you know, overcome that and be better than that, and be extremely physical as well. So I think we know what we have to do. You know, they kicked our tail in the regular season, so it's time to go in there and fight.
All right, so Kelly Oubre, who I never told you this, Peter. I think he's one of the more handsome players in the NBA.
I don't know if I heard that about Oubre.
My goodness.
You're a big Oubre guy.
And I actually play through the tats, too. Just a really good-looking guy. And here's what he said about the Knicks matchup.
I don't think of them. I'll think of them when we go to practice and then getting ready for these games. But at the end of the day, like, they're a great team. JB is a great player. But at the end of the day, it's going to be Philadelphia versus New York, right? So, you know, we just got to come ready to play and, you know, stop them.
And finally, the guy who had such a big game yesterday, here's Nicholas Batum.
They got our number this year. No, they came in twice in this place and pretty much kick our butt twice. No, that was the weirdest game when we get there, like lowest scoring game in a while. And then again, they beat us putting a big march. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. No, they had a great year. No, Brunson is kind of MVP season right now. All those guys around playing great, aggressive. And it's a garden too, playoff garden. So it's a different atmosphere. So it's going to be a great series.
I got to tell you what, Don, I think, you know, after you lived through 1988 with the Mets, regular season doesn't mean anything. So they beat them 3 out of 4. A couple of games they didn't have Embiid. So I don't know if you could take anything out of that. I think you have to look at the full scope of the season. The Knicks have been a grinding, tough-minded, hustling team. And the Sixers have waited for Embiid to get back. And how much of Embiid do they have? Do they have 80%? Do they have 70? He didn't even look 70 yesterday, but they ended up winning nonetheless. But 3 out of 4, I think it means nothing in prognosticating the series.
And just for people that might not remember, in 88, the Mets won 10 of 11 regular season games against the Dodgers and then lost to them in 7 games in the league championship series. That Socha home run still haunts me. But the regular season in the NBA, much to Omar's disagreement earlier, is not necessarily a regular season that honors the best teams. We've seen many times teams, because of load management, mail in certain games. And because they don't care where they finish, as long as they get into the playoffs. We saw Miami last year, flirted with disaster, ran all the way to the finals last year. And may end up doing it again, although with Butler out, I doubt it very seriously. But they can still end up going up against the Celtics when it's all said and done. That's why we look at Miami, who will be the 8th seed if they win tomorrow, as a threat. The Philadelphia 76ers, a 7th seed, as a threat. We don't look at the 4 seed in Orlando as a threat. We don't look at the Cleveland Cavaliers, the 5 seed, as a threat. We don't look at the Pacers as a 6 seed as a threat. Why? Because not all the games are equal. Some teams just don't care. But you know who does care? The Knicks. Every single night. No load management. As good as Brunson is, he still averaged over 40 minutes a game, didn't he? How many times did you see him take a day off? How many times did you see him take a second half off in a blowout? You got to love that about him. But I think that's what the nation's looking at when they prognosticate this series and go, are they really a 2 seed or are they just the one team that actually cared? They're the guy that showed up to the gym with the mouthpiece and the headband
and
stretching.
You're going back to cable guy.
No, because I think that's it. Like, I thought we were just playing a game, man. What are you doing? You're using my chest to get a dunk. Give me a break. They take it serious, which is what I love about the Knicks. And what I hate about the NBA is everything I love about the Knicks. But when you get to the playoffs, everybody's going to be clawing and scratching to try to get theirs. And things will maybe even out a bit.
You know, so many people said the Knicks shouldn't have won on that Sunday, and they should have gotten the 3rd seed. It would have been easier. It might have been. But it doesn't fit their personality. And the same thing with the Lakers. Well, they should have lost that first play-in game and played the second play-in game to win that. Now, that's a gamble. There was no gamble with the Knicks. They were still in the playoffs. But if the Lakers lose the second play-in game, they're out. This way, they're in. But you know what? They've got to face the Nuggets. Okay. You also have one of the greatest players who ever lived.
But
what are you going to do? You got to play.
I love Greeny, and I'm not just saying that to disclaimer the fact that I'm going to eviscerate him. But you know, they should have purposely lost to the Pelicans so they can avoid Denver. So that means now they got to go play another game against the Sacramento Kings, take the risk of not even making the playoffs. So if they do make it, they're going to take on Oklahoma City. How stupid is that, Michael? Think about it. Now, what Cleveland did, I think, is deplorable. But at the end of the day, I kind of get it. It's a meaningless game. They got the matchup they wanted. We'll see if it works out for them. But if they threw a game and then had another layer just to get to take on the Orlando Magic, we would think they were stupid for doing what they did. Can you take the... And then how would the Kings feel? You talk about how disrespected the Oklahoma City Thunder would feel that the Lakers tanked the game to meet them. Well, how do you think the Sacramento Kings feel? I guess you think you're going to blow us away. You can't do that, Michael.
Now, all the Sixers quotes that we played, very respectful of the Knicks, but then there's Paul Reed, who I don't even know, but he's on the Sixers.
There was one of my best friends, Brian Zollo, when I was in freshman in high school, dated a Paula Reed. That's the closest I know to who this individual is. Is that wrong?
Well, he was on the Run It Back podcast, and this is what he said about the Knicks.
I feel like we ain't ducking no smoke, but yeah, we wanted the Knicks matchup. Of course, that's the easier team, I guess. But, you know, it's going to be fun. You know, we match up pretty well with them. They got a great guard. We got a great guard. We also got Joel, you know, MVP. So, you know, like you said earlier, he's one of the most unstoppable guys in the league right now. So they're going to have to send triple teams, and he's going to get everybody else involved, I'm sure.
If I happen to be Nick Nurse, I mean, you can't yell at players anymore. I'd call him in, and I'd just stare at him for like 15 minutes. And then I'd finally go, why did you say that? Anyway, Isaiah Hartenstein was asked about Reed's comments.
I mean, that's his thoughts at the end of the day. I mean, we're focused on what we got to do. I think that's what podcasts kind of do. They just make sure they get you comfortable, and then people just say shit. So at the end of the day, we're focused on us. Whatever comments they have. But we're focused on our team. We're focused on just getting better every day and getting focused for the Sixers.
Why did we even play that sound from Paul Reed? He averages 5.1 point per game.
He's a member of the 76ers, maybe the other guys are more polished, and they're not going to give. Maybe that's how the Sixers feel. What he said.
Yeah, but
maybe he's enough of a nudnik to actually admit what they think.
He averages 13 minutes a game for his career.
13 big
talk
minutes.
I'm going to talk to the ball boy. This is what's so silly. I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying. You played every star that showed respect. One yo-yo who's lucky to be in a league through mild shade
and we're supposed to freak out. Like, if I was a Hardenstein, I'd be like, I don't know who that guy is. I'm not answering the question.
Yeah, if but Embiid, if you say, I don't know who that guy is, then you're falling into the trap.
No, I think he'd be honest, because I don't think he knows. Come on. That's somebody that doesn't have much of an impact in the game, trying to make a name for himself. Nurse should bench him, which wouldn't really be hard, because he'd have to find him on the bench to sit him.
So, but let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Let's say the Yankees make the playoffs, and they face the Minnesota Twins.
Okay.
Which has happened before.
That is doing a lot.
And Jermai Jones is still on the team.
I'm not familiar with his work.
He's one of the 26 players on the team.
I'll believe he
exists.
And he says, Twins stink. Mm. We're going to destroy him. You don't play it?
You play in it, but again, to have it be bulletin board fodder, you'd have to explain who it was first before anybody could read the quote to care. But if you heard Judge and Stanton and Aaron Boone and everybody like do nothing but heap praise on the Minnesota Twins, you know, the 26th guy on the roster says something. If I got to explain to you who that is, it doesn't resonate. You would just think, ah, the guy's that's a yo-yo. Who cares? If Judge says it, well, then it means something because you actually know who Aaron Judge is.
Yeah, I wonder, does that differentiate? Because if it is somebody who doesn't mean anything to the team, do you even believe that's what the team thinks, or just what random yo-yo thinks?
You don't know. I mean, somebody who's in the room. Now, obviously, he's a nudnik to say it. Listen,
Michael, we've seen. They'll put anything up on the bulletin board. But I would have to think that in the scenario that you chose, all the Twins would read it and go, who is this guy? Are we being sports pickled here?
It is interesting, though, what Hartenstein said. That's the beauty of podcasts. And I'm sure they do it on Cheap Heat, which you get wherever podcasts are sold. Yeah,
Thank you so much for mentioning it, Michael. It's doing great, and I appreciate people listening to the podcast.
They lull you to sleep. You know you're not live. It's not a radio. So you think you're talking in anonymity. You don't think it's ever going to get out there. Of course it's going to get out there. People are dumb.
I don't do that with Cheap Heat, but yes, that is done on podcasts. I'd be much more popular if I did, but
it does feel like we're in that area, that gray area of podcasts where there are some athletes that go on that don't, they think they're having a private conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they would never say that on the radio or a television.
Because they'd have their guards up in a different way.
But, like, on a podcast, I don't think they realize that actually way more people could hear it.
Like this.
On a podcast.
For example, people just saying whatever. They don't realize what they're saying.
The misconception about... Yeah. Alex Peltra.
You put it together and you get...
The misconception about Alex Peltra.
See, I'm just going to tell you. I just want to go on record. Me being done with Omar... has nothing to do with that. I'm just done with Omar's fugazi shtick of let me just get angry for no reason.
This is the part that's still good.
Alex Spelsbra.
Who's Alex Spelsbra?
But no, I don't want to make fun of his
that's not his accent.
Acumen.
That's just getting it raw. Oh, sports acumen. You're going on a sports talk show.
No, but come on.
Now, the Rangers have an opponent, too.
Really?
What's the misconception about them?
No misconception. They're playing Washington, and Tom Thibodeau, Don,
yes,
has some thoughts about the Rangers.
I love what the Rangers have done. They've had an incredible year, and you know, I just love it. It's great for the city, obviously, the Garden, you know, all the New York area fans. They played great hockey all year long. I bump into their coach. You know, obviously, we shared a building, but more often than not, when we're here, they're out. But the offseason, we cross paths. Yeah, I'm a big fan. I think he's done a great job everywhere he's been. But I like their style.
I like their face-offs.
Well, now, the guy is Peter LaViolette. Now, Peter LaViolette got the job because the Rangers were eliminated early last year. And he was asked today, have you spoken about the team's playoff exit last year?
Not for a second have we talked about that. So that's last year, and not for me to speak about. This year, I can speak about the New York Rangers and our team and our group.
Now, he was also asked, is there added pressure winning that really big yacht race award?
If we had finished 1 point behind the President's Trophy, I don't know if the pressure changes. I don't know if that 1 point of winning or losing that position that you're talking about, I don't know if that necessarily changes the... Everybody is going into the playoffs with an expectation to be successful and to win. I think you need to manage that a little bit. But our guys are confident, and the the games that we've played, how we're ending the season, and how we're entering the playoffs.
And Petey, how do you feel about facing your former team?
Didn't think about it much, to be honest with you. Just thought about our team and getting our group to the playoffs. I've coached a lot of teams.
Yeah.
I mean, if this is the story, I mean, I'll have a story every round, I hope. So, I've coached a lot of teams. I got a lot of respect for the Capitals and their organization and their players. They've obviously done some good things to make the playoffs. Our group's done some good things to make the playoffs. And the game gets decided out on the ice.
That came up a lot during the season.
That bothers Don more than anybody.
Oh, it's just a fake laugh. Like it's a like me laugh. It's a like me laugh. Please like me. Please, dear God in heaven above. If there's a God up above, please let him like me.
So if you were sitting in that room, you wouldn't say a word.
If
you
I
wouldn't
found
even
it,
giggle.
If I found it funny.
Now, BK Style listens to the show, said Reed does play. He's their backup center, plays a lot when Embiid is out. He's actually solid. Fans who watch a lot call him B-Ball Paul.
Well, I don't watch a lot of Sixers, so you got me. I'll take your word for it. I just looked at the stats. He's 25 years old, sounded high during the interview, and averages 13 minutes a game for his career. So, that was a joke with Peter, like, all season. Oh, you're playing Nashville, your old team. You're playing Washington, your old team. Islanders, your old
team.
And
you never laugh.
No, because if they say something funny. But I got to be honest with you. Not too many players or coaches ever say anything funny. And 90% of the time, let's be honest, okay? 90% of the time, we hear this raucous laughter. Nothing funny was said. That's why I hate having comedians on the air, because you feel obligated to laugh. I can't fake laugh. If I find it funny, I'll laugh. You've seen me. I'll turn red like a goal was scored. I can't stop laughing. But I just find it, a lot of it, just, dear God in heaven, if there's a God looking down upon me, please let him like me. And that, you know, you shouldn't do that.
Well, you want God to like you.
No, I'm not. No, no, no. That's not what I said.
But
I'm asking God to have the coach or player me. So maybe if I laugh, that coach or player will go, he laughed at my joke or she laughed at my joke. I'm going to give inside information. I'm going to like that individual. Meanwhile, you could be on fire and they could literally have a bucket of water and would pour it down the sink before they would put you out. So
he's not in some mood today, Peter.
He
doesn't mess around.
You know I'm telling the truth.
Saturday's game one.
I'll laugh.
Saturday's game one. Knicks and the Sixers. You know who's going to be on the mic for ESPN? Mike Breen, Doris Burke, and J.J. Redick. You know how long Mike Breen's been looking to call big games in the playoffs? I'm so happy for him.
That is kind of cool, right?
Yep, very.
Although he will get dragged away from Knicks to do national, which probably...
This is national. This is on ESPN. No, you following us?
No, what I'm saying is he will possibly be dragged away from Knicks games to call other national games.
I get it, but now that the Knicks are good and they're a two-seed,
exactly,
this could be the national game that he's going to call.
I get it, but he's got to call it down the middle.
Of course he will.
The guy's
as a pro.
One of the great pros of all time.
We've never seen it.
But
it's offensive.
You got to ask him, or the next time we have him on, when they get to the second round and MSG's out and it's all national, he may get put on a series of games in which the Knicks are playing and he's not calling the game. And
Well, that happened last year.
Yeah, so how does it make him feel?
It probably hurts him. Probably cries a little, but he's a pro.
All right, he is. One of the all-time pros.
No, he's as good as it gets. And he's a nice guy, too.
Come on.
And he has a vested interest in this show.
What's the vested interest?
He wants it to do well.
But why? Because he
loves
friends
us.
With me?
Because he's friends with you. I think he likes me. I've known him for 30 years. and Peter does text with him on the side.
Sure.
Which I would never, it would never
well,
occur
well,
to
when
me
when
to do.
When do you text Mike? And why are you going there, Peter?
Alex Beltra.
I haven't texted him in some time.
Well, don't. You're not that close with him.
You know what?
I'm going to text
him. Like if I started texting Ballard, how dare you?
You know, I'm going to text him right now.
No!
Excited to get to hear you call.
What a jerk.
Some Knicks.
This is my friend, not yours.
Knicks playoff action.
Don, it's my friend.
Now, by the way, text sent. Do you think, Michael, are you concerned that I offended the Yankee manager earlier?
How so?
Over text?
You got a little aggressive.
Really?
No, don't make it public.
I think I could say...
No.
Well, hold on. We don't have to go into the details, but he was talking... But just saying that he was talking about how he's a very passionate fan.
Right.
I think you could say what I said.
All right. What did you say?
I said, are you a nut job? Was it nut job?
Yeah, a nutcase.
I said, wow, a nutcase.
And I said, that's a little aggressive.
And what did he say?
I don't remember.
Don, what did he say back to that when he said a little aggressive?
That's when he had the thinking emoji
yes,
with the hand on the chin.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you went laugh out loud and then had an emoji of peanuts.
He's a psycho.
I respect it. Now, I let him know that when the Rangers played in the conference final in 2014 against the Canadians, Nancy was in the suite.
Act like a maniac.
Yeah.
Was she screaming up a storm?
Well, she...
She knows time and place.
But, yeah, she's not much. And I don't think Aaron Boone is going to be sitting there screaming if he's in the suite. He'll be rooting for the Sixers.
But it sounds like he's saying he's so passionate that he's better off alone.
One game, it's first round.
Listen, he sounds like he's one of those guys, which is surprising considering he's a pro. Although, if you kind of watch...
Have you seen him arguing with umpires?
I'm about to say, if you watch Boone's demeanor, considering he can't wait one pitch to start fighting with umpires, maybe, Michael, this is right on brand.
I love his fire. I think it's great.
I think, honestly, it's his whole thing.
Have a problem with it?
Tell me if Breen returns your text. I don't think he will. I think you're getting too familiar with somebody that you're not that close with.
I hadn't texted him in a long time. It's been 2 years.
So if he hits you back with "who dis," that's not good. New phone?
Yeah, that would be unfortunate.
But who in the suite would have a problem if Aaron Boone was rooting for the Sixers? Yeah,
some of the people in the suite are.
Was it John D'Agostino going to take a swing at him?
You think D'Agostino?
I don't mean our advertisers.
Bite back.
Who? Oh, sales?
By the way,
it's Aaron Boone. They can't sell anything unless it's Yankee involved.
Let's give them really a back rub. Lift the curtain. We were told in no uncertain terms today, don't go into the suite. Don't sit down.
No, that's it.
You just can't take a seat. That would be rude.
But can I get food?
Of course, they didn't say you couldn't.
No, but the food for the advertisers. Imagine the afternoon drive show told not to enter the suite.
They didn't say don't enter. No, hold on. Don, don't go too far the other way.
No.
It was an aggressive.
To tell the afternoon drive guys,
hey, if you're there, mind your P's and Q's.
Well, there's certain hosts you need to tell that to. We are three of the ones you don't have to.
Well, and you almost shouldn't, you know?
But there are the tickets that are given to the clients have designated seats. You don't want to be sitting in one of the seats and having to be told to get up.
But you know what? It would be great for some clients. I'll sit there. They sit on my lap. We talk about the game.
That's something.
But
we would never do that.
Oh, by the way, this has nothing to do with you, Peter. Probably played against it. Mike Breen will join us at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
You kidding me?
And how about two handsome guys on the air? Henrik Lundqvist at 4:45.
Wow.
No offense to Mike. He's not Hank.
Just in second, is what you're saying.
I think even Mike would admit that.
You just like to hurt people, don't you?
Well, how am I hurting? I'm just
everybody strives to be Henrik Lundqvist. They don't want it thrown in their face that they're not.
I don't think Mike Breen gets up and looks in the mirror and says, I'm going to try to look like Henrik Lundqvist today.
I get up every day and go, I wish I looked like Henrik
Lundqvist. Why?
Because
you're a
good looking
man.
And he's handsome.
You've won everywhere you've been.
I'm no Hank.
No, but
no
Hank,
one is.
Hank's, he was just born that way.
Yeah, well, I want, and his twin was born that way too. Imagine two of those. Two. Identical.
Right. That's how it works with identical twins. But you know what? But you go through life, he worked his tail off, and so have you. So you work what God gave you.
I would rather be great looking.
Real, as opposed to what? Like, what would you sacrifice? If I'd say, all right, listen, you can look like Henrik Lundqvist, but you got to give up. What? Your jobs?
I'd have to give up the radio show. Since I'm not welcome in the suite, I know where I stand.
He's like, give up is strong.
Now, on my computer, Anthony, I don't see any reads. I think I'm having some trouble with my internet.
Well, I'll tell you what, Michael.
It's you, isn't it?
It's me.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, all season long. They're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets. Fast and convenient ways to place same-game parlays, special boosts, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for your chance at a bigger payout or place a live bet on games as they unfold, BetMGM has all of the home run betting options you could need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of the MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus years of age or older to wager and physically present in New York only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Awards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369. Don LaGreca here to tell you about my friends at Bathfitter. They remodeled my mom's bath, did an awesome job. The process was easy, one expert installer, even with the customization she needed for a cast iron tub. It was done in one day with no demo or mess. It's beautiful, a high-quality, permanent solution. Bathfitter provides a lifetime guarantee. 3 million happy customers like my mom. For a limited time, get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete Bathfitter system. So start designing your bath today at bathfitterdesign.com. There's only one Bathfitter.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, this portion of the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of White Plains. Proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968. Let's go to the phones. JR in Manasquan. JR.
Yes, hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, I was the former PR director for the WTA Tour of 15 years.
Okay.
And I was there during all the negotiations. And remember, as you may or may not know, what didn't come easy, all the Grand Slams were not equal prize money. The U.S. Open was the only one. We had to fight to get all the others to give equal prize money.
But they are equal now, right?
They are equal now. I believe Australian was second, French was third, and I know Wimbledon was last. But it didn't happen without a lot of work, without us putting a really good product on the court. You know, it started with Chris, and then Martina, and then Martina really boosted the athleticism of the sport. She was a total serve and volleyer. But then we get away from the serve and volleyers, but we still had really hard-hitting players like Steffi and Monica Seles, Jennifer Capriati, and then the Williams sisters. So it didn't happen easy, you know. By the way, I really think that the basketball players, I can't speak for them, would not appreciate being called young ladies. They'd rather be called women. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
Well, I mean, I only said that about the ones that are coming out of college right now, just like I'd say about a college player, young man. So I'm just trying to delineate about the age.
I think you're good.
And is he still there or did he hang up? Because I would like to know, with the women's tennis, as big as it is, as great as they are, the money that they generate, why don't they play the same amount of sets as men?
That is an interesting one at this point. I don't understand.
Now, I get the tease in women's golf, because there is a different body structure and all that, but they can't play five sets? And when you talk about the equal money, you're not playing as many sets as the men. I was just wondering. I would think at this day and age, is that something that needs to be revisited? Because I would think a woman against a woman, why couldn't they play five sets?
Let's go to Josephine in the Bronx. Josephine.
Hi. First time, long time. I'm a little bit nervous.
Don't be nervous.
I actually used to have season tickets for the Liberty when they played at the Garden. I got mad when they traded Becky Hammon, so I didn't renew my season tickets. But comparing the WNBA to the NBA at this point, you can't do. The WNBA is just under 30 years old, and if you want to compare it to what the NBA was at around that same time frame, it's a little bit more of a better comparison.
And at that, at 30 years in, Josephine, you'll know, I mean, they were running the NBA Finals on tape delay.
Right.
Right. And now, finally, it is getting better. I mean, look, the Liberty were on YES for the last couple of seasons, and a lot of their games were not broadcast live. I understand that it's up against the Yankees, or other stuff that's going on. It would be on a tape delay, or you had to watch it on the app. They definitely have more broadcast outlets than they ever had before. I think all of the Liberty games are going to be on live. It's just now I have to figure out, okay, is it going to be on this channel? Is it on that channel? Is it streaming or whatever? Once it is broadcast more evenly or more available and people are out, they can watch it, that is how you are going to get people's opinions to change. They're not going to make the money as the NBA, but they should have some of the same stuff that the NBA does. A lot of the teams are actually affiliated with NBA teams, but they have to travel coach or they have to travel commercial air. They're not allowed to charter jets because all the teams supposedly cannot afford to charter jets.
Right. So there are some teams that are richer and they can charter, and the teams that don't have the money, they can't. So rather than have the rich teams have an advantage, they don't have anybody charter.
Now, I think that's going to slowly begin to change with Caitlin Clark and other stars that come out of college and play in the WNBA, and it will grow. Because she made the great point. You know, 30 years into the NBA, we're talking like late 60s, early 70s. You know, games on tape delay. Not every game was on television. You know, so we may look back at Caitlin coming to the WNBA as a major, major turning point for this league. You'll have to wait and see.
Let's go to John in Frankfurt. John?
Hi, Michael. Great show. You, Don, and Peter.
Thank you.
Watchers every day on YES. So
thank you.
I got a quick story on John Sterling. Okay. I want to tell you what a great guy he is.
All right.
I had taken my daughter, my wife, and my two grandsons up to Toronto about 10 years ago to see the Yankees play, and we stood at the same hotel the Yankees were. And we were told before we went into the rooms, don't bother the players if you see them. And we respected it. So we're outside the next morning in front of the hotel, and on one side there was the Yankee players, and there was security guards around them. And the door we were at, here comes John Sterling, David Cone, and Kenny Singleton. So I recognized them, and I just gave them a quick wave, my hand and nod. John Sterling walked over to us. And he started talking to us because we had the Yankee gear on, all of it. He says, I see we got Yankee fans here. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Where are you from? We told him we're not that far from Cooperstown. Oh, really great town, So we got talking and everything, and all of a sudden he saw the boys with the baseballs in their hand because they were trying to get autographs.
Right.
And I looked at the baseballs, and I looked at him, and he goes, you want us to autograph? I said, it would be great if you'd give them your autograph, John.
He takes the ball. He autographs it, hands it to David Cone. He autographs it, gives it to Kenny Singleton. He autographs it, gave it to the boys. He says, I hope you guys have a great time here. And it was phenomenal. Well, now, this Saturday, we're going down to Aaron Judge Day. My grandson gave me tickets for Christmas for Aaron Judge bobblehead night, and now they're doing John Sterling, too. Yep. So it's going to be a great...
That's perfect.
Get there, John, get there early, because I believe that the ceremony is about 12:30, maybe a little bit after, but get there early. I want the place to be jammed. It's going to be jammed anyway for the Aaron Judge bobblehead. So don't arrive late. Get there early so you can get through security and give John the love that he deserves so he can feel it. I know he's been overwhelmed by the positive things that are being said about him, and it means a lot to him. It really does. So that story that gentleman just told him does not surprise me at all. Let's go to Steve in Pearl River. Steve.
Hey, guys. You know, this whole WNBA thing, Michael brought up a point that I was not aware of, that the profit, you know, that 10% of revenues, that was collectively bargained.
Yep.
All right. But I do know this, that those players have permission from the league to go play elsewhere. Now, I know a couple of years ago, Taurasi went to Russia. And she made well north of $1 million playing over there. And whatever it was, she sat out the WNBA season.
Yep.
Because she was too tired. And she made a... But this is why, you know, this is the other thing. I'm curious, because when Sabrina came out as the number one draft pick, okay, while she was lauded, there was no mention of how much or how little money was... And the same thing with the Kelsey Plum.
That's a great point. It's just because Caitlin, as lauded as they were, Steve, it's like Caitlin's become such a bigger national story. You can't even compare it. I mean, my mom knows who Caitlin Clark is. This has gone to a different place. So I think that's why it got so much attention, that you've been hearing this person's name. Now they're getting drafted. Oh, they're number one overall. Wait, what's their salary? $300,000. Over 4 years? It just stood out to people so much.
And I think they also, people are trying to put it all together where, you know, ESPN just drew 24 million people. It was on ABC. 24 million people it topped out at for the championship game. 24 million. And they go, wow, these girls, these young ladies, these women must be making a lot of money. And that's why it became public. And they're not. And blame the collective bargaining agreement where they get only 10%. But even if they got 50%, like what the NBA players get, what would she be making? $300,000 a year?
Right.
Because she's making 70. So let's round it off and quadruple that. So she'd be making 300. It's still not even minimum wage in the NBA.
Right.
But it shouldn't be, because the NBA brings in way more revenue, and that's how people get paid.
Well, and remember, the NBA essentially bankrolls the WNBA.
Yes.
And doesn't make money doing it. So, listen, the bottom line is, though, this conversation is going to end up being fascinating to look back at, guys, because I truly believe we are going to see a bump, an unprecedented sort of bump in the WNBA next year.
And I hope that's the case. And I hope that they make a lot of money. And they should get their cut if the WNBA has a big bump because of Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and all these great players that are coming out. But at this point, for people, even the White House to say, you know, they should be paid the same as the NBA, it's really dumb to say that. It's not equal. There's a women's hockey league, right, Don?
Yeah, just started this year.
Right, so the best women's hockey player is not making what Connor McDavid makes, as you said.
No, because they don't have a television contract, and they're playing in smaller arenas. So they're gonna bring in a certain amount of revenue, and they'll pay accordingly. Now, if it ever becomes the NBA, where they sign a $2 billion television contract and then there's 9,000 season ticket holders paying $20,000 for their games, then I think and then if you tell me she's only making, you know, $75,000 or whatever, then she's getting rooked. But at some point, if it grows, the money will grow. That's just like any other sport. What are they making in the UFL? Right. Well, they've got a television contract, but doesn't rake in a lot of money. They don't have any kind of attendance, you know. So it has nothing to do with their sex. It has everything to do with the fact that, you know, right now it's a lower scale,
But if it grows, Michael, and becomes a serious competition for other dollars, then they will get paid accordingly.
Well, from heated seats to built-in Wi-Fi, Bay Ridge Mazda has cars with the premium features you crave. Get 0% financing on select new models and prices below MSRP across their entire selection. Plus, every new Mazda comes with 1 year of free oil changes and a free tire rotation. Visit them today at 9000 4th Avenue in Brooklyn or online at BayRidgeMazda.com. Available to qualified buyers. Additional fees may apply. Must take same-day delivery. MSRP discounts not available on future or pre-sold inventory. See dealer for details. Ends 4/30/2024. Well, spring the savings at Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle with special offers on over 500 new and certified pre-owned vehicles and a $7,500 lease rebate on Mercedes-Benz EVs and hybrids. If you're looking to upgrade to the latest model or explore new features and technologies, now's the time to consider your options. Ask about additional American Express cardholder benefits. Visit them at mbnewrochelle.com or in person and tell them that I sent you. Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
You have made no good points, Peter.
You're so right, Michael.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
Why did we even play that sound from Paul Reed? He averages 5.1 point per game. He averages 13 minutes a game for his career. I'm going to talk to the ball boy.
This is what's so silly. You played every star that showed respect. One yo-yo who's lucky to be in a league threw mild shade, and we're supposed to freak out. Like, if I was a Hardenstein, I'd be like, I don't know who that guy is. I'm not answering the question.
Yeah, if but Embiid, if you say I don't know who that guy is, then you're falling into the trap.
No, I think he'd be honest, because I don't think he knows.
I think he knows.
I don't think he cares, though.
Well, maybe that's a different story.
Because remember, he backs up Embiid. Let's face it, if Embiid got hurt, Michael, series is over.
Good night, good luck.
Yeah, so that's it.
So Joe Shane, the fine general manager of the New York Giants, spoke today, and he was asked about Daniel Jones. And the first question was, how's Jones doing?
Daniel's doing well. He's running straight line, and he's throwing. There haven't been any setbacks, so hopefully, you know, he's on track for a training camp. I believe he said that the other day, and that's the plan, as long as there's, you know, no setbacks.
And he was also asked, what are your short and long-term plans with Jones?
Like I said before, the expectation is for him to be our starter. Again, I don't have a crystal ball. I hope he doesn't have any setbacks. He's working his tail off. One of the things, you know, you go back and you watch the 2022 season or, you know, all of his throws in 2022, like he was a 25-year-old player that played at a high level and we won 10 games and we won a playoff game. And I'm still confident in Daniel, the way he's wired, what he showed us in 2022. Did we have the best start to the season last year? Absolutely not. And anything that could have went wrong, it seems like it did early on between injuries and some other things. So I've still got a lot of confidence in Daniel.
And finally, do you need to add a quarterback in the draft?
I don't think so. I think with, you know, Drew's experience, you know, he started games and played, and, you know, Daniel's experience and then what Tommy did last year, another year in the system. Tommy's come a long way. So I think we could go in with the season with the three that we have, and, you know, I'd be comfortable with that.
I tell you what, he also was asked about Rich Eisen's report that the Giants have buyer's remorse, and he said it's totally not true. But, you know, what's he going to say? Oh, yeah, we don't. I think it is the greatest example of a waste of time to talk to GMs before the draft. Are they going to tell you the truth? No. So all you have is GMs trying to tap dance around what the real deal is or sending out false smoke signals. They would never tell the truth. So why are they being interviewed? Why don't they even agree to be interviewed? Hey, I'll talk all you want after the draft. I'll explain my decision. But you think I'm going to tip my hand and tell you what we're thinking?
Because obviously it's an opportunity for these general managers to throw a smoke screen around the reality of what they're trying to
GMs, do. Other GMs know they're lying.
Right, but just getting it out there and getting the fodder going of, I wonder what they're going to do. They say they like their quarterbacks. Come on. Maybe he does. But, you know, why would he want to? How does it behoove the Giants to say anything of substance? But I'm sure they're obligated to speak. They want to be able to give some information. It's an opportunity to throw support to Daniel Jones, because even if they draft a quarterback, Daniel Jones likely is the starter next season. So I guess it's an opportunity to throw some love at the guys that he has, but none of it is a reality. Gettleman mentioned about Barkley being taken second overall because it didn't matter. He knew the Browns weren't taking Barkley, so he didn't have to throw any smoke screens. He had the pick, so he could be honest. But when you're drafting sixth, possibly trading up to four, possibly talking to general manager about trading down, if that's even true, why would you tip your hand?
Doesn't make sense. Seems like a complete waste of time. Let's go to Carmine in Englewood. Carmine.
Hey, guys. How you doing this afternoon?
Good.
How are you?
Doing well. Two quick things. One, I think it would be a great idea for them to name the automatic ball or the ball and strike challenge. They should name the whole system the Angel. And then,
not a bad call.
I like it.
Thank you. With all this score changing and stuff, Anthony pointed out that it's more pertaining to the official scoring of errors and stuff, which I think is a great point and probably answers my question. But he said Mike would have a take on it anyways. Are we ever going to look into this Armando Galarraga thing? I know it's coming up on a decade and a half, but, I mean, the umpire did, like, an apology tour after.
He wrote a book.
There's got to be something to be done. I mean, they can raise Carlos Rodon's ERA a week later. I know it's a week and a decade and a half, and it's not comparable. But, I mean, the outcomes aren't comparable either. Somebody lost a perfect game, and somebody had didn't have a hit that deserved one.
Go ahead, Mike. I'll let you answer.
No, it's a nice thought. It's not going to happen. I mean, if they really want to do the right thing, the guy pitched the perfect game. He should be part of a few that did it, but it was a blown call by Jim Joyce, who admitted he blew the call, and every replay shows you he blew the call, and if it happened during the time when there was replay, he would have a perfect game. So why not just throw him that bone?
Honestly, it's laziness out of Manfred. He has the clause that he can do what's best for baseball. Why couldn't he come out and say, I'm not changing every call, but I can change calls when it's the last play, where it's the right thing to do. Now, he's got a disclaimer, otherwise everybody would be coming out of the woodwork. What about this call? What about the Don Denkinger call in the 85 World Series? No. Last play of a game where nothing is affected, I'm awarding him the perfect game. Now, it's not really going to do anything. It's a year and a half later. But isn't that the right thing to do? And who would complain, Michael?
Year and a half, it's 10 years
later. I mean, 10 and a decade and a half. Who would complain?
No one. It'd be the nicest thing to do. And the guy would then join the pantheon of few pitchers that have pitched a perfect game. What would be the harm?
He deserves his due, Michael. He does. Now, if you're going to tell me, well, then go back and change the Johan Santana no-hitter, because clearly that was, I get it, opens up a Pandora's box.
But, yeah, but that was one, in the middle of the game.
But that's the middle of the game.
If it was the last play.
This is different.
If he explained it and said it's the last, because now if you're going to award a hit, it could change the outcome of the result. There's no result to change other than it's a perfect game. It was the last out. I reserve judgment as the commissioner of Major League Baseball when the last play is in doubt and it doesn't affect the outcome of the game other than awarding of no. We're not changing who won the game. We're going from a one hitter to a perfect game. No one's affected by it. No one would complain. And he has the power to do it. Why wouldn't he do it?
It's a good question if we get Rob on. We've got a lot of questions to ask Rob. Spring into gear at Bay Ridge Honda, your go-to Honda dealer serving the five boroughs of New York. Drive home one of over 280 new Hondas. Plus, make no payments for 90 days. Bay Ridge Mazda has something called Plus Benefits, and it comes with every new vehicle. And get an extra $1,500 for your trade-in. Shop now in Brooklyn and online at BayRidgeHonda.com. No payments for 90 days with approved credit for well-qualified buyers only. Bay Ridge Plus, provided by EFG Companies. See dealer for details, ends 4/30/24. Well, you know that my home is my happy place, and that happy place needed a refresh. That's why I choose the painting professionals at Serta Pro Painters to give it a facelift. They have exceeded my expectations with great workmanship and communication. I received daily updates on the progress of the job, and when they finished, they made sure I was happy. They really did. They sent a supervisor here, and the people that painted, they didn't leave until everything was checked off, and hey, this works. They didn't just pack up and go. They wanted to make sure I was completely satisfied before they considered the job completed. They take pride, real pride in what they do, and you can trust them to get the job done right. Couldn't be more satisfied with the Serta Pro Painters. The whole process has been stress-free, really. Now's the time to do the home painting project you've been putting off. Schedule your free estimate today at SertaPro.com. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated by men and women who live in our community. They are a local business that you can support. Schedule your free estimate online at SertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. When choosing a painting professional for your home or business, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.